Hey folks, dive into an imperfectly perfect life, Life Unscripted. Here, we sit down to the real, raw essence of navigating this roller coaster called life. Sherry leads at the helm, guiding you through the stories, insights, and a whole lot of heart. This spot, it's where we embrace the mess, the beauty, and everything in between. From personal growth to self-love, we're getting into it all with a side of laughs. So grab something cozy and let's jump in. Welcome to your new favorite hangout for life's unscripted adventures.
Hey, welcome back to this wild ride that is an imperfectly perfect life, Life Unscripted, where we throw the rule book out of the window and dive headfirst into the mess and magic of real life. I'm Sherry Lead, your navigator through this beautiful mess that we call living. Today, we're hitting step two of living that fully satisfying, well-balanced life. Step one, we dove into last week, and that was exploring your identity, getting to know who you are like you would a new friend. Step two, today, we're getting your actions to mirror the real you in every slice of your existence. Remember that wheel of life? Remember, feeling balanced isn't about spending equal energy in every aspect of your life. It's about aligning everything you do with your true, authentic self. Okay, let's cut to the chase and let me ask you a few questions here. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you feeling stuck? Do you feel like you're living an unbalanced life? Have you ever caught yourself nodding yes when inside you're screaming no? How about chasing after goals? Do they sometimes feel more like someone else's dream? All of that is like wearing a pair of jeans that just don't fit. Uncomfortable, right? Okay, it's time to start picking clothes that fit us better, metaphorically speaking. So I hope you followed through with last week's homework, which was 7 days of journaling. Those were prompts that we gave so that you would spend some time really focusing on you. Hopefully now, if you've done that, you have a clear grasp on who you really are. Hopefully. Okay. Awesome. Now let's take a hard look, an honest look as to how you're spending your days. Are your actions reflecting your true self or is there a mismatch? When I've gone through these steps with clients, I've often heard comments such as, I took a step back and realized I was pouring energy into things that left me empty. It was a wake-up call to realign with what truly matters to me. Wow, that's an epiphany, right? Does that sound familiar? So shifting gears towards authenticity and things that align with you, it may seem like climbing Mount Everest, but it's really all about those baby steps, and pretty soon you're at the top. So kick to the curb anything that doesn't resonate with your true self so you can make room for what does. Small pivots create major resolutions. So going back to the wheel of life as a visual example, we could use it as our personal dashboard, basically showing us the different areas in our life that we want to navigate. Sometimes these wheels of life have different categories, but let's just use some of the common ones. Career, health, relationship, personal growth, and you could add whatever you want in there. When these areas truly reflect who you are, it will feel like you're cruising in the fast lane of life satisfaction. Here's how these different sections may look when you start to align your actions with your true identity. For example, career. Think of those who can't imagine doing anything else. Maybe they're artists, innovators, dreamers, entrepreneurs. Your work is a direct extension of your identity. Health. What do you love to do? What did you love to do as a kid? If you've never loved running, don't all of a sudden add in a mandatory 30 minutes a day of treadmill. There are so many different enjoyable activities that you can do that align with you. And the same goes for diet or any other aspects of health. Friends and family. I recorded a podcast a while back that was a four-part series, creating your own personal vision statement. And in that vision statement, I suggested that you create a friend vision. The friend and family members you spend time and energy with should align with your soul and energize you, not cause you anxiety and feel like work. This is where I like to tell people to trust your gut. Often our gut is more honest with us than our mind, and often our gut is the first thing that tells us when a relationship needs to end. Remember, ending a relationship is a natural part of life, just as natural as building new ones. Romance. True confession. Even though I'm going through a divorce right now, I'm a hopeless romantic. I believe in the happily ever after. Not the no problems ever after, but the beauty that can come from finding a partner who aligns with who you are. A romantic partner is such a special part of the human experience that I've learned to be with someone who you do not align with is a tragedy for both parties. Personal growth. Well, you're listening to this podcast and you found me. And I'm guessing you found me maybe one of three reasons or one of three ways. Either you're a great friend and you're supporting my new endeavor, or you're more like a watcher and you want to see if I say anything juicy about my divorce. Hey, that's okay. I know it's human nature and I'm fine with that. I'm putting it out there. Or three, you're a student of life and you value personal growth. I hope, actually, no matter what the reason is that you've tuned into this episode, you're embracing that lifelong learning. And lifelong learning is something different for everyone. This is the fun part. Live curiously. Find things that are new that excite you. As a friendship expert, I encourage everyone to constantly meet and talk to new people. There is so much we can learn from one another. And I just actually flew in tonight from LAX, and I met this woman right before I was flying home to Seattle. She was a young Russian woman who has been in the U.S. for just 2 years. She immigrated here with her two children without being fully fluent in English language, without support from friends and family. And despite how hard it was, she shared her story with me of not just survival, but how she is thriving as a single mother. And just speaking to this woman, who I don't know if I will ever see again, gave me so much more confidence in my current transition from being a married person to a single person that I left thinking, my gosh, I have so many less obstacles stacked in front of me than she did. And I was just inspired by speaking to this stranger. So I always encourage people, lifelong learners, talk to somebody new, meet new people constantly if you can. They're our best teachers. How about your physical environment? Does it align with your identity? If not, there are probably a few things that you can do that'd be easy to make it feel a little bit more like home. What I love is when I was in LA, I was able to visit a friend who moved from Arizona to Malibu, and she's renting a little place in Malibu. Actually, it's not that little. I shouldn't call it little. It's a nice sized townhouse. And she's brought some things from Arizona, and she found some things on the Facebook market. I've never used that before, but she says it's great. And it looks so much like her. And I love the way she's able to go from any type of place and really bring her personality in it. Her space aligns with who she is. And that's my dream, too, for my next home. Finances. Are your finances aligning with who you are? Are you saving the way you want to be saving? Are you spending the way you want to be spending? Are you donating to the causes that really bring you joy? And we could go on and on with all sorts of different categories. I think you get what we're saying here. To live a balanced life, it's about knowing your identity, step one, and step two, aligning your actions with your identity in every aspect of your life. Not necessarily putting equal energy into every aspect of your life, but aligning your actions with your identity in every area of your life. And we can go on and on with these different categories, but you get how this works, right? This isn't about putting energy, equal energy into every area of your life or adding more to your to-do list. This is about step one, knowing your identity, and step two, making sure that your actions in every area of your life align with who you truly are.
Hold up, team. Quick heart to heart. Loving what you're hearing? Hit that subscribe button. It's a small click for you, but a giant leap for our community. Feeling extra awesome? A review would be stellar. It's how we spread the love, reaching more ears, and keep this conversation going. Big thanks for making this space even more special. Now let's roll back into the goodness of today's chat.
So a balanced life isn't about every day being a smooth ride. It's about ensuring the overall journey vibes with who you are. It's finding your rhythm in the midst of the noise. It's your calm storm. Walking this path of aligning your day-to-day with your deep-down self is an ongoing gig. It's about choosing to sometimes stand out from the crowd and be the weird one dancing to the beat of your own drum. And you know what is impossible when you dance? It's impossible to not feel alive. Your homework for this week is to notice the areas in your life that give you angst. Listen to your gut and think about what is the first step you can do to align your actions with your identity. Let it be easy, one step at a time. Take care, and we'll wrap up next week with part three, which is all about boundaries and flexibility. Have a good week.
And that's a wrap on today's journey with An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. Massive thanks to Sherry Lead for dropping wisdom, sharing laughs, and keeping it 100% real. Remember, it's those imperfectly imperfect moments that truly define us. Excited for more? Stay tuned by hitting subscribe and sharing your thoughts with a review. Inspired to dive deeper? Sherry's here to light the way. Check out AnImperfectlyPerfectLife.com for a chat with her. Keep rocking those imperfections with pride, folks. Until next time, keep writing your story with guts, love, and a bit of daring. Catch you on the next episode.